All right, we're ready. Did one of the directors want to start the meeting, announcing it and everything?
Sarah's there, right?
She muted her phone, I think. I don't know if she unmuted it.
Anyhow, I'm
can
Director
guys,
Sam.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead, Martin.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Go ahead, Martin.
I'm Director Sanderson. I was on the closed session line.
Okay. Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on December 15th, 2020 at 5:10 p.m. I'll start with the pledge. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Ellie.
All right, Director Wargo.
Here.
Present. And Director Sanderson.
Here.
And then we have Calvin Louie on the line. And anybody else on the line? All right, nobody else on the line right now. All right, so let's go to the first page of the financials, page 14 of 166. This is the balance sheet. We're going to look at, tell me if you need time, we're going to look at line item 8, total checking and savings, and line item 10, the LAIFE account.
Okay.
The district's combined cash with Chase and the LAIFE balance was at $1,291,000 at the month end, so $1.2 million. If you go down to the bottom of that same page, line 41, total liabilities. The district's total liabilities was $914,000 at month end. Any questions about this page?
Not for me.
Nope.
All right, so then we'll turn to the next page, profit and loss. Page 15 out of 166. First, we'll look at line item 4, commodity sales. This is the variable income from water consumption charges. Year to date is trending above budget at 62% due to higher consumption of water in the summer months. Next, we'll go down to the bottom at line 32. Workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. By November, workers' compensation will be paid in full through May 1st, 2021. Year to date is at 75% due to the timing of workers' comp payments. So as the year progresses, this 75% number, it'll start catching up to what it should be year to date. Any questions on this page?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so next page. Let's take a look at line 46, engineering services. Line 46.
I know, but what
engineering
page?
Page 16 of 166.
Got it.
Line 46.
Yep.
This account includes the engineering costs for district activities. Year to date is trending above target at 62% due to an unexpected amount of new development in the tank recoding project. So we've had a large amount of development projects in Cabazon recently. And we also have the Tank 1 project. These services might also go up. We might discuss this later, but they might go up a bit more due to the Sigma meetings, because we're starting to get into the actual meat and potatoes of these meetings. So it would be in the district's best interest if we kept the engineering involved with this, since there's a lot of important stuff coming about. Next, we'll go to line 51, gas. Now, you'll notice it's only at 11% year-to-date. I just wanted to point out, I'm not sure how things will shake out with the winter season here and the heating costs associated with that. But I know in the beginning of this year, we took a look at the budget and how we could cut back wherever we could in a practical way. And one of the things I noticed was the water heater. We had it set at like a high temperature, but we never used the hot water because we don't typically take showers at the district or need hot water at the sink. So I turned it down the range, and it actually has been saving the district a little bit. So even though we don't spend a lot there, it saved a few bucks here and there. So hopefully that trend stays and it doesn't go up.
Good deal.
Next, we'll take a look at line 69, temporary labor. This account includes costs for the NBS rate study. Year-to-date can trend over or under budget due to the timing of activity. Since we might review the rate study again, those costs may go over budget, but we'll really see what happens. But that's what that account is for. It's basically for NBS. Any questions on this page?
No.
Yeah, what number was that? What number?
Line
item?
69.
84%. Okay.
Temporary labor. All right, so then the next page 17 out of 166. We'll take a look at line 83, safety. This account includes safety equipment purchases. Year-to-date activity, it's showing over budget due to the purchase of a safety harness in November and some other safety equipment. We weren't anticipating it, having to purchase it, but due to the sanitary inspection that we had coming up, we needed to purchase some additional safety equipment so that way the inspection could be performed safely. So that's what that is.
Is that COVID-related, Elmer?
No, our sanitary engineer, he wanted to possibly go on top of the tanks and check things up there on top of one or two of the water tanks to make sure there wasn't rust or anything like that up there. And we needed a safety harness so that way if anybody does go on top of the tanks, you know, they're strapped on so they don't blow off or anything like that.
Okay. Actually,
Go ahead, Calvin.
We already had a safety harness, but we wanted an extra one in the event that the sanitary engineer, one, to provide him, and two, in case we had to conduct a rescue, he would ask us, well, where's the harness for the rescuer? So that's why we purchased another harness.
That makes sense.
All right, next we'll look at line 94, miscellaneous. This account includes other non-operating expenses. Year-to-date is very over budget because of COVID testing for employees performed in October. That's why that one's so high. And then last but not least, line 109, net income and loss. As of November 30th, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at $117,000. Were there any questions on this page or about the financials?
No.
Nope.
All right, well, then I guess suppose the ad hoc committee can adjourn whenever you fit.
I'd like to apologize again. At the wrong
okay,
thing.
Okay, I might have time too. Yeah.
You know. So I don't have
anything. Don't even worry about it, Martin. Everything's good.
I did.
You're forgiven,
Ellen. Yeah, I appreciate it. Ellen didn't understand it either. Anyhow, I guess we're done. So somebody needs to move to do whatever, get done, close the session. I'll move to close the session.
Okay, I second that. Meeting adjourned at 5:20.
It cost you guys about 5 or 10 minutes. I'll talk to you all in about 40 minutes.
Yep, we'll see you guys
goodbye.
Then.
Okay, bye.
All right, we'll see you then. Talk to you then.